You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Brock. That's right, I started talking before Dominic gave me the go-ahead. I do what I want on casual Fridays.
He never gets mad, though.
No, he doesn't. That's the thing, though, is like when they don't get mad, that's the thing. Whoa, I don't want to ever see Dom Man. I never want to see Dom Man.
I'll never get mad.
You are listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Network with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here with you live on this casual Friday edition. Pete coming to us from Christmas City, USA in Marinette, Wisconsin, all the way over in Madison on the ones and twos, making sure that this show keeps moving forward is Dom Lee on the boards at HQ. And then I'm coming to you all the way from Radio Park in Racine. We are part of this great, great show. We are in hour number two. If you missed anything, feel free to go to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Nightlight and download episodes. You can download, catch up, listen to us podcasts. It's very, very simple, very, very easy. Be a part of our world. We're not brand new. We're like in month, I think we're in month two. We're still, you know, it's Nightlight 2.0, but you can be part of it at the ground level. So go to civicmedia.us/shows. Download episodes, catch up anywhere you'd like. Be a part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you are watching the radio, we are currently on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. And you can do lots of those things by downloading the Civic Media app. Download it right now from wherever you get your apps. You can call, text, you can leave a voice message, and you don't even have to like us to do that either. Be part of the contest. You can get your news. You can listen to us live anywhere in the world. Love to have you part of the show. Download the Civic Media app today. Real quick, a repeat of the information that came to us in the first hour. The Brewers game has been postponed for this evening. It has been rained out. They will play a doubleheader tomorrow, 12:35 and 5:35. Those will be the broadcast start times here on Civic Media. We are a Brewers network. You cannot listen to the Brewers game on the app, though. Cannot do that. So you have to listen to it on terrestrial old school radio. It'll be on WBZH, WCQM, WISS, WJMS, WRCE, and WRJN if you want to listen to the Brewers game. A doubleheader. Ooh, that's a lot of baseball for one day. But the Brewers game has been rained out, unfortunately. So that'll make my night easier with the headliner who is a Kansas City Royal fan. So
Greg is doing stand-up tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
I am doing stand-up in a place in America that... I'll just tell you, I'll be in Oshkosh at a place called the Fifth Ward tonight, 9 p.m. So I'll be a feature. I'll be like third on the list. Okay. Be really, really fun to get on the road again for even but a moment, do 15 minutes and get money enough to fill my gas tank.
If you're lucky, man, 15 minutes. That's the feature spot, which is weird because they used to call you the middle act or the featured act.
Yeah.
And you'd think feature would mean headliner, but it doesn't. Headliner means headliner. But that feature spot, Greg, I used to love. Oh, 25 minutes, that's the sweet spot. Just 25 minutes.
No one's there to see you. Right. You get paid. You get to do 25 minutes. And if you're good, they love it. If they don't like it, they don't care because they're going to go talk to the headliner anyways. The thing I always hated, whether it was me on stage or being at the show watching it happen, is when someone would say, you know, you're my favorite. I didn't like the other two. It's like, what are you doing? Wow. Those are my friends you're talking about. You don't know how to pay a compliment. But I'll talk more about that on Monday if we want to talk about my stand-up show tonight. But you don't have to.
Yeah, we want notes, dude.
But let's get back to the show. We are in hour number two. Don't go anywhere because in just a little bit, we'll be taking a brain rot quiz that has been put together by Mr. Dom Lee himself to see if Pete Schwabba and myself know the vernacular of the youth.
I have to say, I don't really even understand this quiz still. I just know I'm supposed to know what words mean, and that's all I know about it. Is it multiple choice, Dom?
It's not multiple choice. You know what? What we can do is you guys can combine forces, and you guys can do the quiz together. I think that might be the best.
No, come on. No, I'm not. I didn't mean to make you. I was just, honestly, I'm up for whatever, and I was just saying I'm putting myself at the mercy of the court because I don't know. I've never heard of these brain rockets.
We're about to find out.
That's perfect. So, yeah.
And then, of course, we wrap up everything with the nightcap, where we find out, we talk about what we've learned, review, and read through some text messages that got past us. But speaking of text messages, let's get back to the question of the night. Dom, play the music.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
The question of the night is, what is your supper club dinner and drink order? Call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. Again, we are on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter, or get in touch with us via the Civic Media app. Pete?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I really enjoyed Jim and Michelle. Let's start with ourselves. I do have to say, this is kind of funny. We did have a... someone on the text line, Jewel, said a relish tray is mandatory at a supper club.
Yeah, I mean,
he's having fun with it, but I know what he means. That you do picture that at a supper club.
I do. I mean, that's a thing too. Is like they said. So if you're just joining us now, we talked to Jim and Michelle, who are the Wisconsin Supper Club Chasers. They are on Facebook. They are on Instagram. They go to supper clubs. I mean, multiple times a day. We found out they're going to theirs. After they got off the air with us, they were going to their second one for the afternoon evening. So you can find out more from them. I had no idea that many were in Wisconsin. It makes me it begs the question for me then, and I didn't ask this question because I didn't want it to sound insulting to their intelligence, to what they're doing, but it feels like then there's a loose definition of what a supper club might be then. Because to me, my thoughts of a supper club are like, yeah, it's Midwest fancy in a way where it's not hoity-toity, but you better wear a tie. And there will be a relish tray. And Dad's going to have a cocktail because you kids have been a lot this week. You know, like...
But do you think they're still like that with the tie? I think society is just casual.
No. You don't have to. But like, to me, if I'm going to a supper club, I'm going to dress up a little bit. It doesn't have to be a tuxedo suit or tie. It can be a nice dress shirt with maybe a sport coat. But I want to, you know, I don't go to them often. What am I, Jim and Michelle from Wisconsin Supper Club Chasers? I don't go to them often. So I want to enjoy the entire experience. Because there's one thing, there's like going out to dinner. But a supper club is like a conversation starter. Because people, especially in Wisconsin, will go, ooh, where? What did you have? What did you wear? What did it look like? Was there live music? You know, it's a big deal. So I didn't realize there were that many. And I would love to talk to them again, maybe some like deep dive breakdowns on a few, because that would be really cool.
I think they were, the 220 was all over though, right? That wasn't just in Wisconsin, I think.
Okay. I thought they were Wisconsin only because they're the Wisconsin Supper Club Chasers, but. Hey, Dom, can you do me a favor?
I'm looking it up.
He's already on it. That's our radar right there. Dominic, a.k.a. Radar. So, okay, Pete.
Yeah.
What is your supper club dinner and drink order?
All right. So I did answer this on social media on Facebook, and thank you for all your responses, everybody, on social media. We'll read those in just a moment. But I said steak or walleye.
Okay.
I'm not a huge steak guy. Like a steak, if it's done right.
Yes.
Seasoned right I do like it.
Yes.
But I it's something about lemon and walleye and tartar sauce or something. It just makes me feel like supper club summer, spending the day swimming all day. So I'll probably lean toward walleye, some kind of potato, and I love the salad bar. I'll go back two or three times to the salad bar and love that Merck's cheese. And then my cocktail, even though I don't drink it anymore.
We need to get sponsored by Merck's cheese.
Honestly, has that product been mentioned more than three times in an hour anywhere else in the world? Maybe not.
Three times? I think we've mentioned it at least a dozen. And Dom, you came up with some information for us?
Yes, they are based only in Wisconsin. Yes, they are.
They're based here, but he said they started, he started touring them and when they came back here. But, you know,
That's
a rub.
But still, I mean, that's a lot of supper clubs, so I'm just interested to know what the... what the parameters might be of what, like a supper club versus a restaurant versus maybe like a country club outing, that kind of thing. But to me, a supper club is a very unique experience, and not just to Wisconsin, but when you're talking about a Wisconsin supper club, there's a feel and just a vibe that goes with it. Dom, what about you? What is your supper club?
Whoa. What? Back to me.
Oh,
I did not say my drink yet, pal.
Ooh.
Sorry, Faza. Sorry, Faza. I didn't mean to upset you.
Here's what's so crazy is I don't even drink anymore necessarily, but I would, with walleye, an old fashioned. And somebody on the social media responses said a martini. Love a martini too, but for supper club, for fish, for my meal, I'm going old fashioned. All right, Dom.
Okay. I'm going
to. Oh, wow.
Deep breath.
Folks, sorry, write folks it down, you know? Strap in. It's going to get real right now.
It's intense. I'm going to go with, I love shrimp, so I'm going to go fried shrimp. A fried shrimp platter. Love it. I can have endless shrimp. I'm pretty good with a nice dinner roll on the side. You know, I can't go wrong with a nice buttered dinner roll. Come on. You know?
You're pretty good, meaning you you rarely drop it, or what?
I
can eat the whole thing.
Yeah, I could, you know, trust me.
I'm a big boy.
And then for the drink, I agree with Pete. I'll probably have an old fashioned. I love an old fashioned. Sweet. That's my go to.
Mr. Jeff Bob. On the Facebook, I just want to get through some of the, because I've been talking a lot, so my apologies to everyone on the planet. Jeff on Facebook says several doers and sodas. Okay. Followed by some type of steak. Tiff says, I love living in Tennessee, but I sure do miss supper clubs for a special occasion. Surf and turf, otherwise a steak, medium rare, and either a vodka gimlet or martini. Vodka gimlet, okay. Matt says, old-fashioned, salad bar, soup, tenderloin, somewhere between 4 and 8 beers? My goodness.
Even after the cocktail. Jeez.
Woo! My goodness, I apparently don't drink enough.
Mike Desitel says, almost any seafood, white milk. Interesting. And if I'm sitting at the bar, any zero soda or orange juice. Okay, Mike. Okay. Thank you, sir.
And Dave says ribeye, maybe grilled mushrooms. Oh, grilled mushrooms in the oil. Oh,
that's lovely.
So garlic mashed salad bar with blue cheese. Ah, oh, I get down. As I gotten older, man, do I love blue cheese dressing. Same. Or blue cheese. Period. Take it easy on the rolls. That's how they get you. Start with a Tullamore Dew. And finish with a double Bailey's on the rocks. My God. We still have some more we'll get to throughout the show. For me, it is going to be a steak rare plus with a side of asparagus if they have it and a potato of some sort. And then for my cocktail, I'm either going to go with a glass of red like a Cabernet or I'll start things with an old fashioned. That's how I would do it.
Okay. What's the plus mean? Rare plus. What does that mean?
So rare plus means that they're going to cook it. They're going to cook the steak to a rare point, and then they're going to take it out, and then it's going to cook itself from the plate to the table. So it's going to be between rare and a medium rare, but it's right there. And when you cut it open, you see it. Changed my life when I heard about Rare Plus. Give it a shot. If you like your steak rare, medium rare, give it a shot once. Go for it. It is so good. And if it's a steak place or a supper club, they'll know. If you say Rare Plus, they'll get you. So, yes, gosh, now I want a steak.
Well, you could stop on your way to Oshkosh. You could pull over in Fond du Lac and grab one.
Just be like, guys, I'm not coming to the show. I found a great supper club, and this is way better than comedy. So
pull over at Shriners and grab yourself a steak.
Exactly. When we come back, we're going to keep, we'll probably keep talking about food and Merck's cheese, but we're also going to get to the brain rot quiz designed by our very own Dom Lee, the guy in Madison on the ones and twos. So don't go anywhere. Keep sending us your thoughts on your supper club dinner and drink order. 855-752-4842. 855-75 Civic. Leave a comment on that live stream. You are listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Do not forget, folks, if you were looking to tune into the Brewers game tonight, unfortunately, it has been postponed due to a rainout. It will be going on tomorrow. There will be a doubleheader. You can always tune in to Civic Media for that if you have the radio stations required, because you cannot listen to it on the app. You must listen to terrestrial radio, but there are plenty of places, WBZH, WCQM, WISS, JMS, RCE, and WRJN will all have Brewers action going on tomorrow for the doubleheader for our rescheduled rained out game tonight against the Kansas City Royals. So check that out if you can. Be part of the Brewers action here on Civic Media. We are coming to you live. I am here in Radio Park in Racine. Pete is all the way up in Christmas City, USA in Marinette, and all the way over in We Love Holiday Town, Madison, is Dom Lee on the boards. That he's works. Doing the ones and twos. He's not only he's our tech producer, Pete.
Yeah.
He's also our anchor in the world of the youth. So we understand what the youth are going through and how they're understanding life. And I think that's an important connective tissue to have on a show like this, because we're old. But here's the thing, is that Dom put together a great way to not challenge us, but to teach us. Mm-hmm. He put together a quiz to see how well we know the vernacular of the kids.
All right,
Dom?
Let's do this.
I think I'm ready.
All right, you're ready? Tell
us what's going to be happening
absolutely,
right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, so this is a brain rot quiz. How does it work? I will read a slang sort of brain rot word, and if you guys define the word correctly, you guys get a point, all right? You guys going up against each other, all right? It's going to be Pete versus
buzz
Greg.
In, or is it just we each get a guess?
You each get a guess, all right? Each get
gentlemanly,
a guess.
Okay.
Yeah, gentlemen, just be nice to each other. And if you're wrong, no point. Wrong, no point, okay? I'll keep score. Loser gets roasted at the end. There we go. That's how we go.
Do I get a participation award?
You absolutely do, all right? Well, sweet. I'll give it to you.
This is being run by a Gen Zer, so of course you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not against those. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right, guys. You guys know the rules? You guys ready to play?
Yep.
Let's do this.
Yes.
All right.
Bring it.
The first word, and Greg already said this, but it is Riz. Right. What is the what does it mean? What does it mean?
I'll let Greg go first.
Greg can go first.
It means charisma. It means how much charisma do you have?
Wow. Okay.
I actually did know that one. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I'll go first next time. Right. I did know that.
Hey, folks, he gave me one. What a great magnanimous host partner here. My goodness.
Okay, so that was an easy one. You guys each get a point there. Question. Okay. They're going to get harder, okay? Be careful here.
We each get a point? He didn't. I answered it.
That's yeah. But
I answered it correctly. I could have disagreed with you. I'm not just going to go along with whatever you say, Greg.
Yeah. Okay. Question number
I have
two.
Almost less faith in you than I do myself, so don't worry about that. All
right. Ouch.
Word number two is Ohio. What is the definition of Ohio? All right. It's not what you think.
This is like, why boomers hate you. Okay. Just put that out there.
Middle of the road.
Okay. Greg?
Boring.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Something weird or out of the ordinary. You guys are wrong. No point
that
for either of you.
I like how you
word.
Do that. You give it, you are wrong. No points, you failures.
You guys are each at one still with the word
so
Riz.
Wait a minute. Go back. Ohio is something weird?
Yes. It says, for example, I'm going to say, you know, that horse is jumping on that cow. Oh, only in Ohio. So there we go.
Oh, that's so lame.
That feels like
the
they
problem,
should go
Dom. This is why everyone hates your generation.
What?
It's because of stuff like that. Riz, I get.
Uh-huh.
But Ohio.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So you guys are still at one. Third.
How
word.
Many? How many questions, by the way, are in this quiz?
500. We'll do five.
Five. Just quick okay. Five. All right. All right.
All right. Third. The word is mewing. Mewing. This is a recent brain rot word, but it's very popular. Yes. What does it mean? Define it.
You want me to go first?
Go ahead. You go.
That's when someone smiles and kind of sucks in their cheekbones a little bit and just sort of tries to pose like they're a model.
Okay.
I'm close, Dom. Right?
Okay. I'm going to say it's like leering or being creepy.
Okay. Pete gets that point. Pete gets that point, man. Because it is a jaw exercise and it's sucking in you're exactly right, Pete. I don't know how did you know that? Okay. That
I got
is
kids, Dom.
That's
cheater.
True.
That's cheating.
2-1 to Pete.
Hold on a second.
Question number four. All right. The word is glazing. What does glazing mean? Define it. Ooh,
it's a little... This doesn't feel like an FCC compliant word. <I know>.
is it what I'm going to do after the show for 10 points, Pat? No.
glazing sounds like you know we're gonna you know go out and have fun. It's gonna be having a good time. We're gonna go glazing. We're gonna just glaze the city.
Okay, not a bad guess.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? That's condescending.
glazing. Pete, what do you guess?
All right, this is so obvious and stupid. I'm sorry, but make a donut run.
Both are wrong. It is overhyping or praising someone too much. All right? So
That's actually not a bad one. Okay, yeah, I can see that.
There it is. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's do this because mm-hmm. we're about to go to break. Mm-hmm. So let's leave that last question. Ooh. Where are we at? We're at 2-1?
That's it? 2-1, yes. 2-1. We still have one more question.
Yeah, we have 5 questions. Mm-hmm. You made 5 questions. Mm-hmm.
Just 5?
Didn't you not just listen when I asked him like 45
five
seconds
before the
again?
Break?
I have more in my arsenal, but right, you know.
Okay, great. All right. Well, we'll get to more of the questions that make Pete and I feel incredibly old and out of touch. So and folks, if you're over the age of, tell us the words that you hear on a regular basis that you have no idea what they mean. Text them in, call them in, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. You are listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close. Soon. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Always be a part of our conversation by calling or texting. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we're going to wrap everything up for the week with our nightcap where we talk about what we've learned on the show today, but also get to some of those texts we may have missed throughout the program. We still want to hear from you folks out there about the question of the night, and that is, what is your supper club dinner and drink order when you're going out enjoying a supper club, whether it's Wisconsin or anywhere, you know, it's not just in Wisconsin, but what is your supper club drink order as well as your dinner order? Let us know right now. Be a part of that conversation. When we broke for a moment there, Dom was just about to finish up his brain rock quiz. Well, guess what, folks? We're not even near over because he's got some more questions. So I think we need to get back into this. It's a 2-1 slog right now. Mm-hmm. Pete's in first place. I am in second place, or as some call it, losing.
I got 2. Oh, because
he gave you Riz, even though I answered it. But that's fine. I'm good.
You could have taken my answer for mewing, though, Greg. You have that option.
I don't have hate in my heart.
Okay, let's keep it going, guys. We have 6 questions. All right, 6 questions.
6 questions left. Yep, all right, cool.
This question. It's not a question. This is, what is the word? It is cooked. What is it? What does it mean? What does it mean? Cooked.
Oh, see.
I've heard this before.
I know the way. You go first, Pete, because mm-hmm. I want to say what I want to say, but I know that it's old time parlance in the way, so it's got to be something else.
Mm-hmm. I think it just means you're done. It's over. You got spanked, crushed, whatever.
Okay. I think that's what it means in the original sense, but I think what it means now is you did really well. You succeeded. You're number one.
Well, Pete gets that point. Pete gets
I
that point.
I hate everything. You guys, that's... Objection. Objection. Formal protest. That is not a word of the youth, then. That is a word that's been used in that context for decades.
It was kind of a trick question.
You didn't make it up.
I say it all the time. I'm saying, oh, man, you are so cooked. You're done for, man. You are
Dom's
done
generation
for.
Generation is but taking that, credit
that,
for that.
But that is not even close to being a word of the youth then. That's a word that we've used when we were, like, that's, you didn't invent that. Oh.
This quiz is flawed.
This is junk.
All right, well, I'm still going to.
An hour and a half ago, Pete's like, I'm going to do so poorly at this.
All right.
Well, Greg, I'm a wordsmith.
Yes.
What can I tell you?
All right. So, Pete,
3-1.
We're going to keep going, all right? This next word, this one's going to be a tricky one. It's called phantom tax. What does the word phantom tax mean?
Oh,
this one is
I've heard this.
I knew this. Yes.
This one's tough.
Phantom tax.
Is it something that like makes you feel like stressed out, but isn't isn't important, isn't real? Like you're putting too much thought into for something that doesn't matter.
Pete,
is that your guess? Okay. Phantom tax is when you. It's when you text someone who's passed away.
Both are incorrect. Both are incorrect. It's someone.
Can I want to take another. Is
can
it,
I
is
still?
It,
No. Go ahead. What's your second guess? He can have a half a point.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't want a point. I'm just I just heard this and it's bothering me. Is that
me
when
too.
You're getting taxed for something? Is tax for something that you don't have anything to do with, or a tax you shouldn't have to pay?
Someone who steals your food. It's more food based. It's someone who kind of like steals something. Like, I'm gonna phantom tax your pizza right now. Thank you. I'm phantom
taxing
it.
That's the dumbest thing I've
ever
heard.
That is so stupid. Seriously.
That's what it is, you know?
And yet you guys are like, we made up the word cooked. No, you didn't. All
right. Right. Yeah, you did. That's phantom worse than that's Ohio.
That doesn't even make sense. Like, it's like you guys are like throwing darts at a board with words and saying, I don't know, like, you know, Kentucky racehorse. You're like, yeah, totally right. Am I right?
Listen, okay. No one got the point still. No one got the point. It's 3-1 still. Pete is winning. All right?
Yeah, I know. We're aware. We're all aware that Pete's winning.
All right, we have four questions left. Four okay. words left.
Let's jam.
The word is skibbity. Skibbity.
Go ahead.
I'm sure you guys are
I don't know.
This
I only know in context of skibbity toilet, and I don't even know what that means. So I just am going to bow out on this one. I have no idea. It just means like maybe like woohoo! Yeah, all right, let's do it. I don't know. Okay. God, I hate myself.
Okay. Pass. No, I'm kidding. I'll say skibbity doo da skibbity. No, skibbity means you're exiting.
Both wrong, man. This is a hard quiz. Both incorrect. It means to be dumb. Like, oh man, you are way too skibbity for me. Like I'm.
Oh, I'm skibbity at this quiz.
There we go. You might get a half a point for that one. Good job.
You weren't supposed to agree with that one, Dom.
Because of your limited intelligence, I'm giving you a half a point.
I have all of your bosses on speed dial. Do you understand me?
God, plead the fifth. All right, three more questions to go. It's still 3-1, Pete. Just got to rehash that. Okay. The word is schlag. Schlag.
Whoa, what?
Not, okay, listen, it's not bad. Schlag. Right. What does the word schlag mean?
Oh, God.
It does sound bad.
This is why no one believes in our education system.
The word combination laborious penis comes to mind because of that term, but I know that's not it. But go ahead.
No, I will say schlag is the word.
Yes, schlag.
I will say trying hard, but it's just not working. It's like it's getting you down. You're like trying. Ah, man, like that's how I would define it. Don't tell me if I'm right or wrong. Let Pete answer. I can tell already in your disappointing breath that I got it wrong.
You ready, Dom?
Go ahead.
Bargain air travel.
What? No. Both incorrect again.
Okay.
It is another word for a dog. Schlag. Hello, my schlag is right here. That's my dog.
Dumb.
I weep for the future. This is not what God intended.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
Again, I'm not mad at you, Dom.
I am so mad at you.
You're repping your gen.
I am. You know, this is. You know, right. I don't say schlag though. Okay, two more words. All right, still 3-1. The word is looks maxing. Looks maxing.
Oh, I know this.
I think I know this one too.
Ooh. Who wants to go for? Actually, you know what, Greg, you go. You're down. You go first.
Oh, great. Oh, thank you. Thank you for reminding me. I don't remember. I just heard this one too the other day. Someone they said it in context of social media, trying to like doing everything you can to look good, whether it's surgery, makeup, like whatever it may be, stuff in your bra, stuff in your pants, looks maxing. That is what you. That's what I thought it was. Okay, I can't look at anybody right now. Okay.
Here's what a sport I am. Here's what a good guy I am.
Oh boy,
that was kind of going to be my answer too.
And modest too, Pete Schwabba, modest.
So I'm gonna
looks maxing.
I'm just gonna say that
you're putting a picture out of, you're using AI to doctor a photo of yourself.
I'm giving the point to Greg. He got it right. It is improving your appearance. You're right. That, it's 2-3. 2-3. Pete's still winning.
Good job, Greg.
Thanks. Thanks, Doc.
I gotta say that. Rehash that. The final question. This is to, well, I guess this is a tie, Greg, okay? I don't have another, I'm sorry. The word is sigma. Sigma. Define it.
I like how he says it twice, like it's going to, like, you know.
It's just going to change.
Pete, sigma. What do you think?
Sigma. Don't be all sigma, yo.
Wow. Okay.
Lazy.
Okay.
A way of speaking to your parents.
Good guess.
Good guess. But an incorrect guess, Greg. I'm sorry. Pete wins. The definition was typically someone who is in charge. He is a sigma. Oh. He is in charge. Which
Pete say?
That already exists. What? Alpha. Sigma. I mean.
What was Pete's answer again? I didn't even. When Pete talks, I don't pay attention. What would he say again?
What did
lazy?
It was something lazy.
Lazy, yes. Laying around, yes. Chilling, but lazy.
But that's not the answer.
Exactly.
No, he like didn't give it to me.
I didn't give it to him. The contest. No matter what, he still won.
Oh, I thought. Oh, I see.
I thought you won.
Thank you, Pete. I understand. I thought you meant you were giving him the point because. Okay. All right. Mm-mm. All right. Cool.
Yeah, I thought so too.
No one gets.
You know
what?
Here's the thing. Is there's something very comforting about losing this because I don't really care about knowing.
That's true.
Here's the thing: is if I walk into a place, first of all, everyone's going to look at me going, "Hey, someone's dad's here to pick them up," but also, like. If I come at, with the exception of cooked, that one I take issue with. That one is, but those words are not for me. So therefore, me not knowing them actually gives me comfort because I'm not going to try to do that. Like, I'll talk to young people. That's fine. But I'm not going to try to speak their lingo because I will look like a moron. Like I'm from Ohio.
There we go. I will talk to young people.
Yeah.
Well, sounded so old just saying that.
I will have conversations with the youth from time to time. We'll talk about how they're doing. I'll tell them about my stories. That'll make them feel inferior because I'm older because age.
I will watch a sports contest and occasionally slap five with a friend. However, yes. That's funny.
Oh, well, boy. The Packers, right, well, thank you, the Packers scored. The Packers scored. High five.
Well, I'm glad you guys participated. Okay.
Thank you.
It was fun. It was fun.
What are we doing here, right?
I'm not sweating. Yeah. So,
that's Pete.
There's three of those, though, I thought were so stupid, though.
Yeah. Just cook.
I mean, some of them were really, really dumb. Schlog?
Yes, it's a real
Shut
thing.
Up, Pete.
Every single time. You have a
so
face every time it says
so conscientious
it.
Of not saying the wrong word. It just...
yep. Oh, man, seriously, I'm glad I don't have kids. So we have a few more minutes left, and I wanted to get to something. I talked about this on the break. This is the thing when we have our conversations on the live stream regarding supper clubs. I want to get back to this for one really quick thing. By the way, you can still always send in your information as far as, like, what is your supper club and drink order? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave that comment on the live stream if you'd like. Send in your information on the Civic Media app. But you know, you mentioned it, and Jim and Michelle from the Wisconsin Supper Club Chasers mentioned this. I would never eat a fish fry at a supper club.
Really?
Yeah. For me, a supper club, and it's not against anyone who does it. I don't belittle supper clubs that offer fish fries, of course, because it's Wisconsin. Of course, they're going to offer them. But if I go to a supper club, I want to have something. In my opinion, a fish fry is not fancy. And in my head, a supper club is kind of fancy. So I want to have fancier food. If I see fish, like a piece of fish, like a good piece of salmon or something, maybe. But I would never have like a fish fry at a supper club. That's just my opinion. Don't at me. Don't get mad. You can have all the fish you want. But that's just like for me, in my head, a supper club means steak or... You know, I don't know.
Like, prime rib.
Yeah, exactly. Or like a good piece of chicken, a broasted chicken or something of that sort. But yeah, I would never order a fish fry at a supper club.
I thought that one of the textures, I think it was Monica, said pasta. And I don't equate pasta with a supper club either. But
Side dish. But I'll beat up some pasta. I don't have a problem with that. Speaking of having no problems, I have no problem with wrapping up the show tonight with the nightcap, which is coming up in a little bit, we talk about what we've learned, get to some more text messages as well as comments for our question of the night. You can still drop your answers in the comments on the live stream, on the text line, or on Facebook where we're at. But don't go anywhere. You're listening to and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. If you want to call or text, give us your thoughts on the question of the night. What is your supper club dinner and drink order? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on that live stream. We are live streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. We're going to get to some more texts, some more thoughts on that as well. And yeah, we love having y'all be a part of the show, be part of the conversation. Let's see here. Before we get out of here, I want to talk about Monday's show. We're going to be talking to climatologist and science communicator Tom DiLiberto. He is going to be joining us to talk about the expected weather for this spring and how to stay optimistic about unpredictable forecasts and the seasons. And then we'll also be talking to the founder of Wisconsinology, Fred Anders. He'll be talking about
Frank Anderson. Fred Anders, which is actually a really cool name.
I don't know the lexicon of the youth, and I don't know how to read. Frank Anders will be on the show to chat a little about Wisconsin history. So that'll be really fun. That's coming up on Monday's show. And if you missed anything today or any of the shows, go to civicmedia.us/shows, look for Nightlight or any other Civic Media program that you like, download episodes, listen to them on the go, subscribe to them as a podcast. And buy two things. One, if you get us as a podcast, leave a 5-star review. It really helps with visibility and population. Also, tell one person about us. That's it. Just tell one person about us and let them be a part of the show as well. So,
or more.
If you want to, but I'm just saying, I'll keep it simple. People got stuff going on. So if you can tell one person this weekend, I'll be happy. This was a fun casual Friday show, guys. I had a really good time.
Very casual. I'm kind of upset I wore a shirt with a collar. I forgot it was casual Friday. It's like the kid that shows up at picture day and has like a Metallica t-shirt on. But
that was me.
We made it work. That was me. But you did it on purpose, probably.
Oh, absolutely. No, I wore the Metallica t-shirt underneath like a authorized shirt for my, because I didn't have uniforms in high school, but you couldn't wear certain shirts. But I was always wear like the metal shirt underneath and would show just enough. You're like, oh, he's wearing a Slayer t-shirt. So
nice.
But while we're giving our thoughts away for the folks here, let's grab our favorite drink, whatever that may be, and let's move it into the nightcap.
Love it.
It's just so relaxing.
It is. I'm ready for the weekend now.
Yeah. Really quick before we, a comment that came in a while ago, Sydney Politics. Hello, Sydney. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
He says, it's a controversy among Rachel's family, but I always do the fried perch at supper clubs when we go to the fish fries. And for the drink, it's a Shirley Temple. That's a good order. That's a very good order. Enjoy that very, very much.
Sydney and Rachel are awesome.
Yeah. I look forward to meeting them someday. Let's see here.
We've got on social media, Greg, we've got Sean Boyce, who says prime rib, end cut, rare, lyonnaise potato. Oh, yeah, lyonnaise potatoes and asparagus spears roasted with a whiskey old fashioned Woodford Reserve, if they have it. Very specific. Thank you, Sean.
Oh, man. I went to a concert once where Woodford Reserve, for some reason, was on sale.
Oh, really?
So good. The Pixies are awesome. Jody says a petite filet. That's always good. That's one of the deceiving things. When people get their minds on steak, they think, oh, man, I need the old 96er. 6 to 10 ounces is enough.
Plenty.
It's especially when we're going supper club, because you're going to have more food. So Jody says a petite filet with a baked or garlic smashed potato and a glass of red wine. Oh, that sounds amazing, Jody. I love that. Jay also says Manhattan, T-bone, or prime rib. There you go.
Dan Davies, our pal Dan Davies, says 10 old fashions and then the salad bar. It's all about balance.
It's all done. The question should have been like, what is your favorite drinks?
Yeah.
My goodness. And do you eat any food at the supper club? And then Tiff says, funny supper club story. A couple of years ago, I was visiting my daughter who lives west of Madison, and we were out for dinner at the supper club. It was wintertime, and in the middle of the meal, everyone's phone started sounding an emergency weather alert. Folks poised in the air, people checking their phones, unexpected snow squall. As soon as the sound stopped, everyone just resumed eating, and many folks ordered an extra drink. Gotta love Wisconsin.
That's a great text.
Thank you, do we have
Mary
any more?
Mary Rhodes says, oh, okay. Perch, gotcha. Always, and a brandy old-fashioned sweet with two cherries. Jeff Schmidt, several doers and sodas, followed by some type of steak. I'll take a brandy brandy Alexander, too, if we're getting dessert drinks.
And then really quick, we got some more on the text line here. Everett in Sun Prairie, listening to WMDX, got to say, it's not Wisconsin approved, but I love a bullet rye old-fashioned, no sugar, splash of soda with Pine Ridge all-you-can-eat fried walleye, fried chicken, fry bread, and cranberry coleslaw. It's a lot of fried, but for my money, the most satisfying in the great state of Wisconsin. Then finally, Anna in Madison listening says, hi, Pete and Greg. My go-to supper club meal would be Friday fish fry, cod, coleslaw, and potato salad, a glass of white wine, and key lime pie or cheesecake for dessert. Woo!
That sounds good. Love the
key Mother lime. Glory, I'm hungry. All right, folks.
Great stuff.
We got to get out of here, but really quick, Pete, really quick, what did you learn tonight?
I learned that supper clubs rule. Kind of already suspected as much. Confirmed it tonight.
Yep. I learned that Pete knows a lot about the lingo of kids. So.
Oh, that sounds creepy.
No, it's just you're informed. You're way more informed than I am, man. Skibbity. All right.
I studied for 3 hours.
So Ohio. I have no idea what I'm saying. All right.
Hey, Greg, knock him dead tonight, buddy.
Yes, break absolutely.
Thank you very, very much. I will definitely try to be talking. On behalf of Pete, I want to thank Dominic Tucker and Traffic and Engineering for all the work they do. They make sure these microphones turn on when the show begins. Everyone who called, text, thanks to Jim and Michelle from Wisconsin, Supper Club Chasers for being here. We really appreciate you. All those who participated tonight, got in touch with us. Without you, there is no us, so we completely appreciate you from top to bottom, so thank you so much. Don't go anywhere. There's still lots of great programming coming up on Civic Media. We will talk to you on Monday, same bat time, same bat station. Have a great weekend. Take care. Happy Easter. Happy Good Friday. Forgot to mention that too. But Pete, say goodnight to the folks.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.